Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. Folks, in July, I signed the 2023-25 biennial budget into law, and in doing so, approved a $125 million investment, the first real meaningful investment Republicans have sent to my desk to address and prevent PFAS contamination statewide. Now, more than 250 days later, the Republican-controlled Budget Committee has refused to release these funds and have ignored my repeated requests over the past 8 months to do so. In fact, the GOP-controlled Budget Committee met again this week, but releasing the funding that we already agreed upon and approved more than 250 days ago wasn't on the agenda. Also not on the agenda was releasing $15 million in funding to stabilize health care in western Wisconsin in the wake of the recent announcement of HSHS and Prevea Health's decision to close several locations. This $15 million investment would help ensure folks in western Wisconsin could access the health care they need when and where they need it, including OBGYN services, mental health and substance use treatment, urgent care, and so much more. You heard that correctly, folks. A total of $140 million in already approved and agreed upon investments meant to address pressing issues facing Wisconsin today are sitting here in Madison because Republicans refuse to release them. To say that's breathtaking is an understatement. Wisconsinites should not have to wait any longer than they already have for these funds to be released, especially not when it's putting the health of their families and communities on the line. So I'm once again urging Republican lawmakers to stop playing politics, do the right thing, and release these funds immediately so we can get to work addressing real and pressing challenges facing our state. Thank you.